Welcome back to Out on a Tangent. My name is Becca, and I am solo today, but I am here to talk about the Great Stoneface Book Award for 2023-2024. What is the Great Stoneface Award? Well, it's an award for authors that is voted on by 4th through 6th graders throughout the state of New Hampshire. Every April, kids across the state will vote on their favorite book from a list of 20 books that were recently published that were chosen by the Great Stoneface Committee. Books are nominated based on these criteria. Only titles published within 3 years of the current school year. Titles are appropriate for grades 4 through 6. Authors can be from any country. More than one title from the same author can be nominated. A title in a series must stand alone. Other award winners can be nominated. And nonfiction and graphic novels can be nominated. So I will go over what the nominees are, but we do have voting going on right now, and you can vote at your school and the library. You can vote twice, and voting ends April 30th for the Great Stoneface. So this year, we have quite a few neat books. So we'll just start going through the list here that Ms. Jenny had made a very wonderful little list of the nominees, kind of explaining what type of book it is, what grade is the best one for it, and kind of a little blurb about it. So I'm going to read the blurb about each book. So we have Otter by Catherine Applegate. Otter, a sea otter, is a playful storyteller and a fearless daredevil until an encounter with a great white shark changes her life. So this is a realistic animal book, but it's also done in verse. And it's for grade 4. It's got a super cute cover of this adorable little otter. Next, we have The Ogress and the Orphans by Kelly Barnhill. Can a group of orphans and a kindly ogress reveal the true villain in their midst and save their once lovely town from further division and ruin? This is a fantasy, grade 5 and up. And this one is a very cozy book. Like, yes, there is evil in the book, but it's not like in a lot of fantasies where it's like a big, grand, like extreme big bad, but the fact that it's in this small town, so it's kind of like scaled to that small town in a way. But this is like the one book that I read on the list, and I really loved this one. This one was very nice and cozy. A Rover Story by Jasmine Warga. A Mars rover experiences human feelings, something that should be foreign to him, as he embarks on a very dangerous journey. This one's science fiction and for grade 5. And it really is really cute about, kind of think like WALL-E, but a Mars rover instead, in terms of a robot having emotions. The Secret Letters by Margaret Peterson Haddix. A shoebox full of old letters leads two children to embark on solving a mystery from the 1970s that tests their newfound friendship. We have a mystery here, and that's for grades 5 and up. I am intrigued by this one. I have not read this one yet, but I do love me a good mystery. Sort of Super by Eric Gapster. Keeping the secret that he has amazing superpowers is not easy, but with his genius little sister's help, Wyatt is still able to battle the bad guys. So this one's sci-fi and also a graphic novel. That's for grades 4 and up. The cover of this, like the art style, kind of reminds me of a little bit of the Lunch Lady series in terms of like the line work, but it's very neat. Next we have Swim Team by Johnny Christmas. Helped by Etta, an elderly former swim team captain, Bree might actually be able to make it through the dreaded elective she's stuck with, Swim 101. This is a realistic graphic novel and grades 4 and up. This one's very lovely, like the illustration style is very realistic, but it's also very flat in a lot of the colors, so it's very easily readable. That's why I think it's a really good choice for, like, fourth and up that way. The next one we have is Thirst by Varsha Bajaj. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. When Minnie witnesses thieves stealing water, a precious commodity in her poor Mumbai neighborhood, her eyes are open to both the social inequality and the danger she is in. So this one's realistic fiction for grades 5 and up. And this one really delves into, like, a real-world problem that is happening, like, that can happen. So that one's really good to help kids learn things that are going on in the world. The Tryout by Christina Soontornvat. Christina and Megan desperately want to fit in, and cheerleading seems like a good way to do that. But can the girls survive the pressure of the tryouts? This one is a memoir and a graphic novel. This is for grades 4 and up. The illustration style in this one makes me think of the current run of the Babysitter's Club graphic novels. So I think that if you're a fan of those, you might like the Tryout as well. Violet and Joby in the Wild by Lynn Ray Perkins. Comfortable in their human home until being unexpectedly trapped and released into the wild, sibling mice Violet and Joby must learn to survive, and quickly. Realistic animal, and for grade 4. This one looks like it also would be kind of a cozy read. Gives me not quite Redwall vibes, but more like the next step for those who like Sophie Mouse series. I think that feels like a good step up from there. We Were the Fire, Birmingham 1963 by Sheila P. Moses. In a deeply segregated city, Rufus bravely realizes that he and his friends can do something to help bring about change. This one's historical fiction and for grades 5 and up. And that one looks really, really cool. Like, I love a good historical fiction. And as I've gotten older, I've gone and looked more at Black history that I didn't get to learn about. So the fact that this one is geared towards early or young adults is really cool. Like, it's something that they can easily understand. Having it from that age group really helps you understand what happened in history. So I really, really like that one. Answers in the Pages by David Levithan. When Donovan's mom tries to get a book banned from his school, he decides he must stand up for what he thinks is right. Realistic fiction. This is for grades 4 and 5. This one really hit home for a lot of us here because of all of the book banning that's been going on throughout the country. So having another perspective and in a way for kids to understand why book banning is happening, and if they, like, they can get their opinion out, like, why are you banning these books? It's a nice way to look into that and kind of get them in on the discussion, since these are books for them. Next we have Anybody Here Seen Frenchie by Leslie Connor. Loud, talkative Aurora has always looked out for her best friend, Frenchie, who is autistic and nonverbal, until Frenchie goes missing. This one's realistic fiction for grades 5 and up. I have not looked into this one as much, but this one looks very cool. Just good representation, I think. We have Duet by Elise Broach. Mirabelle, a music-loving goldfinch, is intrigued by a boy who comes to the house where she lives for music lessons. Their friendship leads to adventure and mystery. So this one is realistic and mystery, grades 4 and 5. I love the name of the bird for Mirabelle. I think that's really cute for, especially like a musical kind of thing. It just seems very nice with that. Now this one's led to some confusion because the last book was Duet. This one's called A Duet for Home. So we've had some confusion because of the titles. So this one's A Duet for Home by Karina Yan Glaser. When June and Tyrell meet at a homeless shelter, they discover a shared love of classical music and unite to oppose a new housing policy. This one's realistic fiction, grade 5 and up. This kind of also fits into kind of like how Answers in the Pages, how children can impact the world around them. So that one's a really good one for that style of story. Garvey in the Dark by Nikki Grimes. When people begin to get sick and schools and shops close, Garvey must go into lockdown. Is it possible to find hope and happiness in this new reality? Realistic, and this one's also in verse, grades 4 and 5. I know not a lot of people read verse, or books in verse, but they can be an really easy read and a great way to get into harder topics, especially this kind of a topic. It makes it easier to digest the information and makes it more accessible, honestly. The Impossible Destiny of Cutie Grackle by Sean K. Stout. A flock of ravens and an age-old curse plague Cutie. Can she figure out how to break the curse before it's too late? This one's magical realism, grades 5 and up. So magical realism is more like Harry Potter is magical realism. You have everyday setting situations, but magic is within them. The Lost Year by Catherine Marsh. At the start of the pandemic, Matthew discovers a photo of his great-grandmother's that is a clue to her life during the Ukrainian famine of the 1930s. This one's historical fiction, grade 5 and up. Again, looking at hard topics. Like, this one has a lot in it. So, know that going into it. The Lucky Ones by Linda Williams Jackson. In 1967, in the Mississippi Delta, Ellis Earle has big dreams of working hard to one day have a real house and put food on the table. Historical fiction, grade 5 and up. Again, another one having children from that era be the ones telling that story really helps drive it home what life was like. So it's really nice to have those. The Midnight Children by Dan Gemeinhart. I hope I got that right. From his window, Ravani sees 7 mysterious children arrive in Slaughterville in the middle of the night. Who are they, and where are the adults? This one's realistic fiction, and it's for grade 6. I started to read this one. I hadn't gotten very far. And it was a little graphic, because Slaughterville is a town where a slaughterhouse is. So getting into that kind of topic was a little hard because I was reading this with my daughter and we had to have a detour to explain what that was. And just knowing that going in, that there is a little bit of darkness for that one. New Dragon City by Mari Mancusi. Noah and his dad are doing their best to survive in a decimated New York City after the dragon apocalypse. Can there ever be peace between humans and dragons? So this one's a sci-fi fantasy for grades 5 and up. This one was requested a lot this year. Like, I had a lot of kids that were really interested in that one. So those are all this year's nominees. Voting is currently going on. The last day to vote is April 30th. And again, you can vote at both your school library and here. You still have time to read some books if you want. And the new set of Great Stone Face for 2024-2025 will be coming out towards mid-May. We also have the Flumen Isinglass Awards going on right now. Those are for our teens. And the voting for those ends April 30th. I'm going to come back in 2 weeks, so right before the end, to kind of do a last push of what those books are. But you have time to get in and vote for those as well. So yeah, that's it for today. And I will see you guys next time. Bye!